Welcome to End Time Chronicles podcast with Brother Eben. This podcast discusses issues regarding the end times and the things unfolding and things about to unfold. We are living in very uncertain times and information is very critical these days. You can download or listen to this podcast on spiritissues.info. Now, let's join today's edition.
These are the end of days, what the Bible says about the day of the Lord. And the whole world shake with the big earthquake when he returns. Could be a nuclear war, what the prophet saw, till you wonder where your help come from. Look up, your redemption draw near. Come the man of peace, come the mark of the beast, the tribulation. Don't you be surprised when the Antichrist give a deception. And you see nation rise against nation, abomination of the desolation. Look up, your redemption draw near. When he draws near, he will wipe away your tears. When he draws near, he gives you faith, kick all your fears. Look up, your redemption draws near.
Joining me in this new edition of End Time Chronicles podcast, and this is Eben. In this edition, I'm talking about something a bit interesting that I see happening in our times, and it has to do with fear. Read through the Bible and you see quite a number of times, fear not, fear not, fear not, and all that. But it's also interesting how fear is a tool that the devil capitalizes on and uses it to intimidate and control believers. See, the fact that God will say fear not means there's a potential to fear. Circumstances, situations can push you to fear. And I'm talking a bit about this fear factor because I see it dominating heavily in our times, and even believers, sadly pastors, bishops and all, have fallen into this fear factor. And we all know the source of fear and who pushes fear. You know, the devil is behind fear. And it's serious because it looks okay. What was the big deal? It's normal. As human beings, yes, we can fear and all that. But we are Christians first and foremost, so we are talking as Christians, and that's the reason for this. The one main reason which made me a bit worried about this whole fear thing is when the Holy Spirit drew my attention to this verse in Revelation 21 verse 8, and it says, but the fearful, underline fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. but the fearful. You know, you can be afraid today and then you overcome it, and that's it. You are not fearful. But when you choose to live in fear, and fear is what is dominating your life and controlling your decisions and your activities and everything you do subsequently, then you are fearful. Virtually, you are living, your life is hinged on fear. And that's exactly what this world is seeing. The globalists are very good at what they are doing, and they've been able to use the media and the politicians and the influencers, as they call it, to push this fear button into people, and people are reacting seriously. If the worldly people are reacting, that's none of my business. But when you see the church also reacting, then it becomes a worry. And you see, if the fearful cannot enter heaven, then I should tell you why the devil will use fear to instill his control and his strategies. The reason being that if he is successful in pushing fear into you, then you live outside the will and the plan of God, and eventually, that is it, you are living in sin, because the fearful cannot enter heaven. I mean, this is clear. I mean, Revelation 21 verse 8 states it clearly. But why is the fearful being exempted from heaven? Because out of fear, they will follow and do things which the Bible says should not be done. It's out of fear that most people will take the mark of the beast. It's out of fear that most people will bow to the image of the beast. It's out of fear that people would deny Christ. It's out of fear of being beaten, out of fear of being tortured, out of fear of being killed, that will cause people to denounce their faith. So fear is such a dangerous thing, because if we allow fear to dominate our lives in whichever way, yes, little by little, it will grow, and eventually you become fearful in your activities and your lifestyle and your living. And, you know, let's look at this thing in the perspective of the current happenings in the world. As we all know, no COVID and its after effects, the vaccine and all the ups and downs regarding this thing. You know, you look at it critically, and you have experts, medical experts, in various parts of the world, who right from the beginning have said that the fear factor is what they've used to make this thing fearful. I mean, because statistically, if you are looking at the world population and the statistics of cases, even including the deaths, people who have died worldwide in various countries, if even the numbers are correct, that's even another debate altogether. I mean, but where even the numbers are supposed to be correct, it is still not a factor to push fear into people with these numbers, because they don't match anywhere close to the real numbers of other diseases that are even equally, even more dangerous than this COVID that we have. Yes, the virus is real. The disease is there. Yes, I know friends, I know relatives, I know who had it. And, you know, so we have to be very circumspect as believers. If we are believers, let's be believers. If we are Christians, let's be Christians. Because, you see, we've allowed the system to control us. We've allowed the system to intimidate us. So what did they do when this whole COVID started? The game plan was to use the media, and of course the CNNs and the BBCs and the international ones, and then in a local place to local news networks and all. And, you know, yes, the numbers were being mentioned, the statistics. Right from those days, I had an issue with, you see, they will mention, in some instances, they just mention the people who have died and the number of cases. A few instances, they will mention the people who have survived, I mean, or who have recovered. But in most cases, the emphasis was on new cases and deaths, new cases and deaths, new cases and deaths, and then the total of the number of cases. And most people even will not, even when they mention the total of the summation of the cases so far and all that, they won't mention the recoveries. But of course, if you have to do your own mathematics, if you subtract the recoveries and the deaths from the total cases, that will give you the number of recoveries. But psychologically, intentionally, they kept out that information of the recoveries in most cases. Of course, the information is out there, but when they are making, talking in the news and, you know, giving the statistics, talking about the discussions, they keep bringing the negative one as a factor of instilling fear. Because if you hear this person has died, oh, this person, these people have died, oh, and then it's like these new people have gotten new cases, this number, this number, this number. So that is what was done across board, and that is what was sowing the fear, the seeds of fear in people. So even, I mean, let's look at a critical case like this, Ghana's, you know, current situation where, you know, after the first wave, the numbers dwindled and eventually people were living normal lives, getting, I mean, around December, Christmas and all. Then suddenly the, you know, second wave started and this person has died, this people have died. And then it's like the fear came in again. And then, and you know, I for those who listen to me on my radio program, I said it somewhere last year and a number of times that they will bring a second wave to justify the need for a vaccine. And truly, that's what they did. So the second wave came with so-called new variants, and then it's like people are dying, and then, oh, okay, the vaccine is coming. And then as soon as the vaccine came, suddenly the numbers have gone down again. And then, oh, okay, so now people started rushing for it. Fear is so powerful. It causes, you know, I just look at how people are reacting and you realize fear is dangerous. Fear is very, 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 very dangerous. Because, you see, let me use this Bible situation to explain what I'm talking about. All right, so let's look at Luke chapter 8, and we have this situation where Jesus heals Jairus' daughter. And let me start from verse 40. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. 43. And a woman, then, okay, let me skip that part, blah, 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 to verse 48. Okay, and he said to her daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith had made thee whole. And then while he yet spoke, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. So bad news had been delivered, your daughter is dead. Verse 50. But Jesus heard it. He answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter, James, John, the father and the mother. And then that's it. But you see, why did Jesus interject immediately with fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole? Because bad news had been delivered. And that is it. I mean, that is the seed of fear that had been pushed. So if Jesus didn't counter the statement with his fear not, believe only, the man would have accepted the fact, well, the daughter is there, towards the big deal, that's it, it's over, let's just forget about it. You see, and it's a typical case of hearing negative things, what we hear, and the influence it can have on us. Because if you even read this whole thing well, you realize there were a lot of people around following Jesus. So he was going, but a lot of people were following. But after this situation, he had to drop the numbers following, because you can imagine the crowd following and the concern, the gossip, and it's like people will be saying, hey, and all this will be negative words, feeding on the man's, you know, the man is hearing them. And so Jesus had to even reduce the people following so that they can go with him and reduce the fear thing, the fear factor. What we hear is so critical. What we hear makes a lot of influence on us. See, so the media, what we hear, what we're watching, what we read, and you know, you hear negative, eventually to influence you. So that's exactly what is being done. The media is playing a key role in this whole globalist agenda, pushing fear into people. And then, you know, I told a friend once that I was asking, we were chatting about these things, and I just asked that, so if you tell us in announcements or in the news that 8 people have died from COVID in a period of 5 days, that 5-day period, let's use Ghana as a case study, the average daily mortality rate is about 150 people dying, all different diseases, accidents, murders, whatever. If you multiply 150 averagely by 5 days, you're talking of 750 people. So in 5 days, averagely, about 750 people will die in this country, or died in that in the country in that period of 5 days. So if you announce in the news that 8 people have died from COVID in 5 days, 8 out of 750, it's negligible. And that's exactly the case. It's negligible. Averagely, 1 point something for every day. But you see, so I was telling the friend that, why don't they tell us the other people, who the numbers of people who have died from cancer, diabetes, hypertension, liver failure, kidney accidents? Why don't they fact, if you are doing, you are really seeing, talking of death, then let's talk about the other deaths so that people can have a better picture of the reality on the ground. But they just push 8 people have died to you. And then when people see it, hey, that disease is killing people, oh, people are dying. So you see, this is a typical case study of the fear factor that I'm talking about. So they won't tell you that 750 people have died, and out of that, it's only 8. Of course, every life is important, but for the purpose of this discussion, let's look at it from this angle. Only 8 people out of 750. But they make it look like only 8 people have died in the whole country, in the whole period of, you see, when they mentioned 8 have died of the disease, it sounds and seems like for that whole period, there was a pause on all other deaths. People, nobody was dying from heart attack, diabetes, kidney, cancer. Nobody was there. Oh, like there was a pause on all other deaths except COVID. So 8 people have died, and it's like, whoa. Charlie, the thing they kill, you know, the thing they kill, people are dying, you know. And then the fear begins to drive you. It's like, hey, Charlie, this disease, we have to be careful. When the vaccine comes, Charlie, we have to go for it. You see, this is exactly the game they are playing worldwide. Push the fear into the people. Let them fear to the point when, as soon as they get the chance to be vaccinated, they will run after the thing. But if you know, assuming they were to, people, most people knew that it's 8 out of 750 people. And I can say that if you are to look at the numbers, you realize that cancer in that 5-day period, people from heart attacks were more than COVID, diabetes more than the COVID, kidney more than the COVID, cancer more than the COVID, accidents more than the COVID. So, why do you make it look like the COVID is the only killer in the country, make it seem like that is the only thing that is killing, that people should be afraid of. You see, this is the thing that is happening worldwide. And you see, that's the reason why we have to understand that there is an agenda going on to manipulate and control the humans, to control us. And you can only control people by first putting fear into them. Then they succumb and they become quote unquote stupefied. Or it's like now zombies. That's another issue to talk about. And but you see, then now you can control them. Whatever you tell them, yes, I master, there will be no resistance. They'll just follow like sheep in the queue. I mean, just follow, because now you are able to instill fear into them and you're able to manipulate their thinking pattern. And the media is doing this. So for those who have been following what is happening in the media space and all social media, the big tech, Facebook, Twitter, Google, you know, these big power players, they are suppressing the truth. YouTube, you know, they are suppressing the truth. Right from, you know, this, you talk about anything that is opposite what the narrative is. No, they have created the narrative that the thing is a big killer. It's a very fearful and dangerous thing the whole world should be afraid of. So when you post something that is not in favor of the narrative, they have to delete it, warn you. This is your first warning. If you post again, we'll delete you, we'll terminate your account, we'll suspend you. Then, you know, trying to gag and control you. YouTube, you post a video, you know, doctors, experts, I mean, the people posted videos, educate people, like, oh, YouTube will take it off, block channels, block various pages on Facebook, Twitter, because they don't want people to know the truth. So let's hide the truth. And those who are bold enough to still come out and say it, we shut them down, we delete their accounts, we ban them, suspend their accounts, whatever, you know. It's all about suppression of the truth, because they don't want people to know the truth. So if they allow people to know the truth, it will change the narrative. So to keep the narrative, the lies and the control and the manipulation and the fear factor going, they have to keep suppressing the truth. They have to keep suppressing the truth. And that's what is happening. You see, there's this, I mean, LifeSite News, I've been using their news for close to almost 10 years on my radio program. I'm picking lots of news. It's a credible site. It's a Catholic site based in Canada. Very credible site. They report a lot of things that no other network will report on, or very few Christian sites will report on and all. They've been banned by YouTube. They've been banned by Facebook because, what did they say? They quoted information, valid information about the number of deaths in the US regarding the vaccine, and because Facebook banned them. Not that they quoted a lie, not that they lied about information. No, they quoted valid information about the vaccine effects. I mean, people dying and all. They just reported it from the government website, the official government website. They just reported the truth that was out there already, but very few people will go looking out for. So they reported it. And that was a crime enough, according to Zuckerberg's company, Facebook, to warrant their banning them permanently from Facebook. I mean, they should cause people to ask questions. Why do you say the truth about what is happening? And they say, no, you are banned because you shouldn't say this in the community. The reason being, they don't want the community to know the truth. So let's keep the people in the dark, keep them being lied to. After listening to the politicians and the influencers, we just keep them, yes, controlled, till we get to the end point where now they are fully deceived, and then they just take whatever they give them, and then that's it. You see, this whole chain of reaction is a starting point to something much more dangerous. But the devil is very smart. He won't bring the very dangerous thing at the beginning, but he's guiding you towards. So it's like you are just walking gradually to the slaughterhouse, but you are being told that, oh, we are going to the mall, we are going to the exhibitions, oh, we are going to the party, we are going here. But the road that you are on is leading you to the slaughterhouse. And that's exactly what is happening. This fear button they are pushing, the media, the tech, big tech companies, the control, the manipulation is all meant to guide their followers or the deceived, to guide them on the path towards the slaughterhouse. And that's exactly what's happening. So we should come out of this fear factor, because it has spiritual consequences. If you don't come out of this fear factor and you don't allow, you don't allow yourself to be manipulated, you follow the system as it is and eventually accept whatever you are told, whatever you are asked to do, whatever you are given. You receive everything because you cannot resist, because you've already accepted the first one. You follow the second one. They will bring the third, they will bring the fourth, but by the time you realize, it is over and it's too late. So now is the time to resist fear within yourself. It is very, very critical, because if we don't resist fear, it will control and manipulate us. You know, the issue about fear is that it breaks you down psychologically. And now whatever you are told, you believe is the truth. So those who are now living under this fear factor, to them, everything they hear is the truth. And now when even the real truth, let me put it that way, is spoken, or they hear the what is supposed to be the real truth, they will brand it as conspiracy theory, because psychologically, that's exactly what the globalists and their media giants have done. They've branded the truth as conspiracy theory, so that the people who are following blindly will not accept what is the real truth. So psychologically, you brand it that way, and then you shout it out, conspiracy theory, fake news, conspiracy theory. So now when people who should have heard the truth, when they hear the truth, they say, oh, no, it's not truth, it's conspiracy theory, it's fake news. But rather, that is the truth. You see, so now the lie has become the truth, and the truth has become the lie. Good has become evil, evil has become good. And that's the world we are in now, where black is white, white is black. I mean, it's a crazy world system we find ourselves in now, where, you know, the manipulation in the media space is so strong that it is, we really have to be very careful. We really have to be careful as believers, because else we'll just follow blindly whatever they throw at us. And it's dangerous. You know, 2 Timothy 1:7 is clear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. And you see, the danger with this spirit is it's infectious. Because if you attach yourself to someone who is living a fearful life, is in fear, it can infect you if care is not taken. If you are not really grounded well in what you believe in, it would influence you negatively. Because it's a spirit. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Of power. Where is the power of Christ in us now as believers? And of love, and of a sound mind. I mean, people are so scared. I mean, and as I said, if it's non-believers, I don't care. That's their back case. But even pastors, big men of God, I mean, all living in fear, and they are transmitting it and infecting it, I mean, on their members and their followers. Oh, no. It's serious. As if even there is no God again. God cannot protect us. God cannot guide us. God cannot deliver us. God cannot heal us. So, last year at this time, 2020, in the heat of this whole COVID thing, you know, Psalm 91, people are quoting it all over the place. Psalm 91. Pastors are preaching about it, doing series about it. Now, the time comes again in 2021. In 2020, Psalm 91, we get to 2021, and it's like, oh, now we have to trust the scientists. Let's trust the science. Let's trust the politicians. They know what is best for us. Now, nobody talks about, the pastors don't talk about Psalm 91 again, because now we can rather trust science and trust the politicians. So, nobody is talking of God being a refuge and a fortress again. It's all about, okay, let's trust the scientists, let's trust the science, let's trust the politicians. You know, we are believers first before any other thing. But you see, if we put our believer's aspect, believer, our believer status, we put it aside first, and then we now take on the mantle of any other thing, that is the error we run into. Because if we are believers, let's be believers. But now, fear has eroded our believer's status. So now we don't believe again. We are afraid. We've been manipulated by the politicians. What the politicians tell us is what we believe and trust. What the scientists, who a lot of them are not correct in terms of being agents of the devil and know exactly what they are doing. So even now in the scientific community, those who say the truth are gagged. Some doctors have lost their licenses in some countries for saying the truth. Not that they lied, though. They were saying the truth about the reality on the ground and the reality of what is happening. And for that, some lost their jobs, their licenses. They can't operate as doctors again in their countries. You know, this is the suppression of the truth and the information. In countries, media houses have been gagged. Don't talk about this again on radio and all that. I mean, for those who listen to me on my radio program, I don't talk about it any longer because, yes, I was asked not to talk about it again. And before this happened, last year and even prior to this, earlier this year, we were saying it on the radio program. The time will come, we can't talk about this thing again. And lo and behold, yes, we can't talk about it. I mean, I can't talk about it. I've been asked not to talk about it again. You know, so this whole gagging of the truth is the reason why we have to be careful about what we hear and how we allow it to influence us negatively. Now is the time to build our faith. Now is the time to be solid in what we believe in, because the truth is, more fearful things are coming into the world. So if even we can't even overcome this first stage of things we are seeing, then when greater things start happening, is that the time that we can grow in our faith to overcome the fear that will be coming? So it's important we stand our ground as believers and resist the spirit of fear that is blowing across the world through the media. Fear is a spirit. Let's understand that. So when the people who are pushing and instilling this fear factor into the system, we should be very wary of them and know how dangerous they are to our spiritual growth and our spiritual lives. They know what they are doing. Some know, some don't know, but they are all working for the same person. You know, the spirit of Antichrist is already influencing the system. That's what is a lot is happening so much at a very fast rate. Politicians are all working for the Antichrist system. So it amazes me when Christians, of all who should have known better, where is discernment in the body of Christ? Even pastors are lacking discernment. Bishops are lacking discernment. And then pastors and big men of God will say that let's trust the politicians. Come on. Where is discernment in the body of Christ? That you can't discern that these people are lying to you. They are just pushing fear into you. And then you pass it on to your church members, who of course also, you know, a lot of believers are just, my pastor says, my papa says, my father says, so they just follow. Christians, we have to really shine our eyes, because evil days are here, and it's a package. Fear and all those parts are part of the evil days, and these are the days to know the truth and stand by it. Thank you for listening to this edition. Hope you join me the next time on this podcast, spiritissues.info. You can download it from there, and that's it. All right, thank you.